Well, as I said yesterday, we played a good football team. They had their quarterback back, and I'm sure they were raring to go. And I think there was a lot of lessons learned for our football team. Haven't watched the tape, haven't had an opportunity to come back and look at it from the coaching viewpoint. There is a lot we could have done to play better. And our team has to continue to grow in a lot of different areas. And that's my responsibility as a head coach of this football team. And I get that, along with our staff, to continue to get these men better. And the effort's there. There's no question about that. I think the guys are working extremely hard. I think they're giving everything they have. I saw some improvement in some areas that I thought was very important that we continue to get better in over the next several weeks. And I've seen some growth in some areas, but I also seen some things that we got to continue to work through and get better at. And we'll do that. But I'm not by any means, I'll say it again, discouraged. I'm going to stay determined. This team's going to stay determined, and we're going to stay together, and we're going to keep working at it. And that's what I love about these guys. And I know everybody says, well, you guys are 1-5. How much longer can you keep playing this car to get there? We're a pro team, you know, and our job and our mission is to go out and win every game and to work every week to get better. And that's my job, to motivate these guys along with our staff, to get them to buy into what we're trying to sell. We understand we're a young team, but we're going to work at it every day to continue to get better.
How's the quarterback situation?
Okay. Well, Cody obviously will be day-to-day. You know, as I said yesterday, there's nothing broken, so there's a good chance that he will have an opportunity to be out there this week, so we'll work through that. Josh McCown will have an opportunity to practice this week, and we'll know more about exactly where he is as we go through the week, but he definitely will have a chance to go out there and practice. So I think that's encouraging. Charlie will kind of see where he is with the knee, and I'm sure that'll be day-to-day as well. So I think we'll have three guys standing out there, so we'll be able to pick somebody out of the group, but we'll keep working at it from there. I think obviously there's a couple other injury things that we need to make sure we get through. Obviously, Cam Irving will have an opportunity to practice this week, and we'll see exactly where he is. So I think, as I said before, at some point in time, we're going to start to get some of these guys back. I know the quarterbacks are the biggest issue, but, you know, hopefully we'll get these guys out there, and we'll see where they are as we go through this week.
Before Cody got hurt, he put that nice drive together. You guys put that nice drive together. Mm-hmm. What did you like most about what he was able to accomplish on that drive?
Well, I thought he made some good plays outside the pocket. Everything wasn't just, you know, bang, bang, where you drop back and throw the ball to the open guy. He had to ad-lib to some plays and made some plays that way. It was two of them to be exact. One play, honestly, we were trying to throw the ball to Spencer Durango down the left side, and out he comes. You guys didn't know that, did you? So he came out, go watch it. Spencer's running down the left side, and he comes over to the right and finds Hawk for completion down the right side of the field. And then the second one, you know, he made a maneuver and pushed the ball and ended up getting it to Crow, you know, which I thought was a huge play. So he did some good things and made some good decisions with the ball, and that's kind of the way we play, you know, very efficient, understanding where the ball goes, mixed with runs, mixed with things we do, and normally it leads to good things, which it did to a touchdown pass to Hawk.
Each week?
Well, I don't know if it's more leadway. I mean, it just our offense opens up a little bit more. You know, the more he grows, the better he gets. So I don't know if leadway is the right word. More so, if, you know, there's more things we can ask of him to do.
When you say that Cody Kessler has a good chance to be out there this week, are you talking about in practice or in the Titans game?
I'm talking about the game. Hopefully the game, yeah. You know, if he's going to practice, I would hope that he's got a good chance to be in the game too.
Able to play, will he go back?
I haven't made that decision because he hadn't practiced, so I don't think we need to go there just yet.
You, with Cody, is it a matter of how much pain he can tolerate as far as whether or not he can practice or play?
Well, he will be out at practice and probably will have a chance to practice, but again, we won't know that until Wednesday, but I know he will be there at practice. I'm sure it's a pain tolerance issue. But again, every day is going to change. You know, it's today is tomorrow, and practice is Wednesday. So we'll see where he is then.
You talked yesterday about the run game.
Mm-hmm.
When you went back to watch it on film, was it as simple as the Patriots devoted so many men
no.
stopping it?
No. We can play better. We can play better. We can just overall, we can play better.
Call yesterday that Kessler got
absolutely
on.
Not going to change.
Okay, what was the problem with it, that it, you guys were so backed up, or what?
Yeah, probably just a bad call in that situation. Mm-hmm.
In terms of assignment breakdowns, was Duke as needed as he needed to be? Did Cody
nah.
take the drop that he needed to
be? On Coach Jackson. Moving on, here we go.
Patriots kind of laid out the blueprint for how to shut down Monroe.
No. No, it's not a concern. I mean, I'm sure you guys have all seen games where things just don't go well sometimes. You don't play as good. And it's unfortunate it happened yesterday against a good quality opponent. You know, we wish that that part of our team played extremely well. It's the run game. You know, we were one of the better running teams in football, and they shut it down. So I don't know if it's a blueprint. You know, I'm sure people will attempt to do those same things, but I didn't think that our run game was more shut down. As they did a good job, don't get me wrong. I think they did some things defensively that maybe that we didn't adjust to as well. But I think we could have played better. You know, I believe that all around. I think our guys know that there's more in there for us. You know, instead of a, I don't know what, I couldn't even look at the stats. Couldn't look at it. So I don't know what the number was. But whatever it was, it should have been better than what it was. So that's what I would say.
Do you have any reason to think, believe, hope that had Cody been able to stay in there, he was starting to get into a rhythm, that things may have gone a little bit better?
Right. It's, you know, Mary Kay, is hard to say that because he wasn't, you know. Their team won, and they were better than us yesterday, you know. So I don't, to say what could have been, is not going to do anything for anybody. They were better than us yesterday. And they played well enough to beat us, and they did. So, and we have not won a game. So we're an 0-5 football team, and we get it. So we got a lot of work to do. When you're 0-5, you got to get better.
Yesterday's kind of a bad example because of the team you were playing. But how frustrating is it for you when you're just getting little chunks, and you have to put together 10 play drives? And
well, that's well, that's football, though, right? So, as I talked to our guys about today, sometimes you got to just kind of keep pounding a rock. You know, I'm not talking about running the ball, but I'm talking about what you're saying. You know, it's a little chunk here, it's a little chunk there. Those chunks add up, you know, to big chunks sometimes. So, 10 play drives are fine with us, you know, as long as they lead to points. And we have no problem with that. But, again, you have to do the things consistently, and that's what we did in that second drive. You know, to make those things happen. And I feel good that we'll keep growing that way. And we're going to play some good defenses. They had a great defensive effort against us yesterday. And so we have to make the next jump in our growth as an offensive unit.
You talk a lot about injuries. If they happen, it's part of the game of football. You know, but at quarterback, if you can't get a guy through four quarters, you almost have no chance to win, or the deck is
mm-hmm.
really stacked against you. Are you, as you move forward here with all these injuries, are you cognizant of putting together a game plan that also includes a little self-preservation for these guys to try and protect them even more than maybe normally you would do?
Well, I think I think all of our game plans are that way. You know, sometimes things happen. You know, I think each one of these injuries have been a little different. You know, they haven't been all the same. And again, it is football, and these things are going to happen to players. We just have had our share of bad luck, in my opinion, you know, and it's unfortunate, but we'll get this turned around to where we'll have maybe too many quarterbacks standing at some point. So, but no, I understand what you're saying. I don't think it's our plan. I mean, trust me, we don't go into game ever thinking to get our quarterback hit or this particular play he can get hit. You know, sometimes defenses guess right and they do things and they make adjustments, and sometimes guys got to kind of protect themselves a little bit. And those things will happen from time to time. It's true. We've been unfortunate this year. That's happened more than once, twice, three, four times. You know, so we got to live with that too, and we have.
Just,
We'll see. I mean, more than likely, yes. I mean, that's where he's played, and that's where he's coming back to get ready to go. But, again, once we get him out there practice, we'll see where he is.
Just to clarify that play, Kessler got hurt. It was just a simple screen pass. It wasn't supposed to be a backward pass, was it?
No, it was not supposed to be a backward pass.
And that was because it was him. That it went past him.
Yes.
When you say Josh in practice, you mean full go, or is it kind of ease into things?
No, I know he will practice, but I mean, we don't take our players to the ground or anything like that. So he's gonna practice, you know, and we'll see where he is. He's gonna go out there and throw it around and move around and see how he feels.
Does that mean you've been cleared to play?
I didn't say that, you know, but he can practice. Practice first, right? So he's got to practice first.
You feel good enough about what you're hearing that you won't need to sign up, add another quarterback?
Don't know that yet. You know, we'll know more about that as we move forward.
Problem in covering tight ends, not just yesterday, but
right. I think that's a fair question. I think we gotta get up on them a little tighter. To me, man coverage means that man guards your man, you know, and so we gotta do that better and with more confidence. You know, some guys have made some plays on us that way, and we gotta do that better. There's no question about that. So, you know, people are going to keep exploiting that until we can get it slowed down and stopped. So it's an area that we have an emphasis on, and we're going to try to get corrected.